We've got Laura Woods on the line, running for Senate District 19. That's the old Evie Hudak seat. And Laura Woods was at the forefront of the Recall Hudak campaign. And once that was successful, she apparently decided to throw her hat in the ring. I always respect people who are willing to put themselves on the line like you have, Laura. Welcome in for your first visit to the morning show here on KLZ.
Well, good morning, Randy, and thank you for having me.
You better believe it. Let's talk a little bit for those who aren't aware. You know, so many people, and we're going to be needing to get their attention, people who didn't follow the recalls that, like we did, and show up in Pueblo and Colorado Springs and up north in the metro area to fight these battles. Let's talk a little bit about that history before we talk about your campaign.
Well, I'll tell you, the recall history is it's a liberty movement all the way. It's a grassroots movement. And Victor Head and the Pueblo Freedom Fighters started this down in Pueblo with the recall of Angela Jaron. And we drove down and helped. Well, I was working on the spring recall of Evie Hudak here in Arvada. I wasn't one of the mainstays behind our first recall, but I was helping knocking doors. And when we decided to close ours down and go help Pueblo and the Springs become successful, I drove to Pueblo to help Victor Head and his friends with that recall down there, sat at the Walmart gathering signatures for them, went back down to help get out the vote there. Others from Arvada and our surrounding metro area went down to Colorado Springs as well. And then we restarted the recall of Evie Hudak in the fall, right in the beginning of October, and worked it until she resigned right before Thanksgiving. So,
well, and I loved it because the Hudak recall was the first of the recalls that was considered, and then it was determined to not be viable, apparently. And so others picked up the recall ball, and after two successful campaigns, we came back to Hudak, and guess what?
Yeah.
She left too. So now there's an appointed Democrat there, Rachel Zenzinger.
That's correct.
And 22 days from now, people are going to have to choose who's running on the Republican side of the equation. So let's talk about you and why you threw your hat into this ring.
Well, thank you. I decided to get into this race in December because I sat down with my primary opponent for lunch, and I didn't feel like he was conservative enough to represent this district and to fight for this seat we had just opened up. Plus, also, when I asked him the question, do you want to be our senator, I couldn't get a straight answer to that question. So we left that meeting, my husband and I, not really clear if he wanted the job. It's December. County assemblies are in March. We just started praying about, you know, somebody has got to be in this seat. And I had people suggest to me it should be me. It was the furthest thing from my mind at the time. But as we were looking for closed doors, doors kept opening, and it just became clear that I wasn't stepping out to do this on my own. This was God directing me to do it in a very real sense. And so I got into the race in early January, and then my primary opponent got into the race after I did, about 10 days, 2 weeks after I did.
Very, very interesting. So when he realized that there was going to be competition, somehow he decided to step up and jump in. Well, I don't know his view of the story. Your website is laurawoodsforsenate.org. You've got all kinds of information about you, about the issues, who's endorsed you, etc. And you've got on the very front page why I'm running for Senate. I just love this list. Go ahead and share some of your ideas with our audience, please.
Well, I'm really frustrated with where Colorado is heading and has been for the last 6-8 years. I'm a native of Colorado. I grew up in the mountains on a ranch, and I am very concerned for the future generations. I've got grandchildren now growing up right here in District 19 and in the metro area, and I'm looking around wondering what are we going to hand to them when they're adults? How many trillions of dollars of debt are we going to hand to them And I also am frustrated that we've had a legislature that has refused to listen to the constituents. That's why we went after Evie Hudak in that recall, because she refused to listen. And now Rachel Zinsinger sits in that seat. She votes down Vicky Marble's Common Core delay bill. She voted for the voter fraud bills. She voted to give money to her friends in green energy and construction and buying votes there. And she's not listening to her constituents.
Well, I look at the front page of your website, and I see all these terms, these words that I'm not used to seeing in campaign websites. You say, I'm passionate about the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. What in the world do those have to do with some kind of a political race? I don't understand.
They have everything to do with politics, Randy. As a senator in this state and in the federal government, too, any elected official swears to uphold the Constitution, the Declaration. The Bill of Rights is just a part of the Constitution. We swear to uphold that document, and we stand for liberty. Things like the Tabor Bill of Rights, the Cut Pledge, we stand for these great hallmarks in Colorado history and Colorado government right now. So I'm a liberty candidate. That's who I am.
Yeah, it's just so frustrating to me how quickly people forget about their oath. The first act as an elected official is to take that oath of office and swear allegiance to the Constitution. And then besides throwing that out of the window, it seems like so many of these elected officials don't even bother to read the legislation they're trying to shove down our throats.
Yes, and isn't Justin Everett a shining example of a representative who reads every bill and stands for principles? You know, principles sometimes are hard to stand by, but I'm the kind of freedom fighter like Justin who will get in there and stand for principle. I'm the only candidate in my race who has signed that cut pledge. And you know, to sign the cut pledge says, I'm going to stand with we the people. If you don't sign that cut pledge, you're committing to stand with the government. When they want more taxes, you're going to be willing to take more taxes from the American or Colorado citizens. That's not who I am. I've signed the cut pledge.
Well, besides seeing odd words like Constitution, Declaration, Bill of Rights on your website, you also have some issues that seem to be controversial these days. I'm not sure why. One is your support of traditional family values. When we come back on the other side, I want to talk about the issues that are important to Laura Woods, candidate for Senate District 19. Her website is laurawoods4senate, forsenate.org, to find out more. It seems to me, take an awful lot of courage to put on your website that you believe in the sanctity of the family and support traditional marriage. That is so faux pas. And let's find out why Laura Woods says, I'm going to stand on my principles come hell or high water. She stays with us. We'll be right back here on The Morning Show. It's Wake Up with Randy Corcoran.
Constitution, Constitution, the law that's supreme all across the
Union. Oh no, not that thing again. Zach. Hey, it was really nice to see the words Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights on Laura Woods' website, laurawoodsforsenate.org. She's running for Senate District 19, the old Evie Hudak seat. She's in a primary, and we've got to make that choice. Of course, not you or me. I don't live in that district, but we can help the candidates that have an opportunity to win in these Republican primaries. So now is when we've got to make these choices. Our microphone is open for all candidates. We make that quite clear. Laura Woods is with us and stays with us for the final segment. Laura, what a courageous thing to see on your website, you taking strong positions on family values, on abortion, on the death penalty, health care, right to work, etc. Your website is a virtual panoply of liberty issues.
That's who I am, Randy. It's not just what I wanted to say. That's who I am.
We've had a caller on the line, Cheryl in Westminster, who's got a question for you, Laura. So let's go to Cheryl real quick, and Cheryl, do keep it simple and quick, if you would, please.
I sure will. Thank you. Laura, I wanted to thank you for the recalls. I know you put a lot of work into those, and I appreciate that. But I do have a question. How do you see yourself different from your opponent, Mr. Sias, in this primary race?
Well, thank you, Cheryl. That is a great question, and as Randy has been saying, we do have a choice. So this is an important distinction. First of all, I will point out the cut, which I have signed and he has not. Second of all, I would point to my ability to reach out across the aisle to our unaffiliated voters, the Libertarians in our district. We worked with them on the recall. They know me. They trust my liberty message, and I'm good at uniting these Constitution-loving people. So that's another difference. However, there are some others. I've never been a I've never donated money to a Democratic candidate. I've been a Republican going back in my lifetime as long as I can remember. Those are differences between me and my primary opponent. And I am somebody who, as Randy's pointed out, will put those controversial, tough issues right on my website, and I will stand by them. I will talk about them. You want to know where I stand, all you have to do is ask me.
Well, and one thing I remember, and, I've met Lang, and I've spoken with him, a good guy, has run for office several times. I don't think he's won one of these races yet, but he had an advertisement that included him standing in front of a group of supporters, and on top of the sign there was a yellow piece of paper that said Tea Party endorsed, and he ran on that Tea Party kind of platform in 2010. In 2012, when they used that same sign again, they photoshopped out the Tea Party endorsement. That's a concern for me.
Yes, it is a concern. And in 2000, he was a registered unaffiliated or independent voter. In 2003, he became a Democrat. In 2006, he went back to being unaffiliated and became a Republican in 2007. It's that same sort of blowing with the wind that we can't afford to have in our state Senate.
Very, very interesting. Apparently you're generating some interest because we've got Robin on the line from Boulder with a comment for you, Laura Woods. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. What do you got?
The reason I'm calling is I worked with Laura at the recall, and I just want people to know that what you hear is what you get. She's very passionate. She's very principled. She put forth 110%, and she's who we need to get Colorado back on track.
Very, very good. That's short and sweet. Well, Laura, how much did you pay these people to call? I'm kidding, of course. Now, that's, it's always risky to go to calls, and I always ask candidates ahead of time, if we get calls, do you want them? And you got that same request, because you don't want to catch somebody off guard with some oppositional research all of a sudden coming out or whatever.
Sure.
But you said, yeah, bring it on, and I respect that a lot.
Thank you.
So the smear campaign seems to have started in this Republican primary. We talk all the time about the Republican circular firing squad and how candidates can distinguish themselves from others without trying to lambaste the character or the motives of their opponents. But and I don't know that what's happening with you is starting in or coming from the other Republican candidates' campaign, but there's quite a smear activity going on out there for you.
There certainly is, Randy. And for me, if it's coming from the Democrats, it shows which of us in this race the Democrats really fear. My opponent says that he scares the crap out of the Democrats. If this is from the Democrats, it's clear who scares the crap out of the Democrats. If it's coming from the Republicans, then my primary opponent needs to repudiate anybody who's saying these things, because they are all lies. But they're doing it behind anonymity. It's a website. They won't put their name to it. They won't reach out. I answer these questions when I'm asked about them, but I'm not going to acknowledge what they've said and give it any traction or roots, because it's a pack of lies.
Very interesting. Well, you've picked up some very important endorsements, at least for those of us in the Liberty Movement, starting with my good friend Ken Clark, the host of Grassroots Radio Colorado.
You guys are champions of liberty, and he has given me his endorsement. But I've also got endorsements from Senator Bill Armstrong and Senator Ted Harvey. You want to talk about freedom fighters, Ted Harvey and Justin Everett, Chris Holbert, Kevin Lundberg. I've got the endorsement of Senator Dave Schultheis from Colorado Springs, probably one of the most principled and conservative senators who served in our Senate back in I don't remember what years right now. I'm drawing a blank.
Well, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, a very familiar name. I've been on Grassroots Radio when I used to co-host that program as well, so we certainly know him. And now that you've mentioned it, Senator Ted Harvey will actually be in the chair tomorrow here on the morning show, filling in for me.
Oh, that'll be a great
his
show.
His debut on the morning show. I'm really looking forward to that. Senator Ted Harvey will be right here. So those are some pretty impressive endorsements, and especially when you put Bill Armstrong on the top of that list, because, you know, Bill Armstrong, people sometimes like to accuse him of going with more of the establishment type candidates. He is a very principled man. There's no question about that. And you can question some of his decisions. I think he makes some big picture decisions. For him to come out in support of the Liberty candidate, Laura Woods, for Senate District 19, I think is huge.
I think it's huge, too. I was very privileged and pleased to have his endorsement as well as these others.
We've got a few minutes left in the segment. I appreciate you staying with us as long as you have. Let's drill down into some of the issues. Obviously, guns are what led to the recalls. You were at the forefront, worked with the guys and gals who brought about this recall of Evie Hudak. How would you attack this gun legislation if elected to the Colorado State Senate?
We need to repeal all of the gun laws that were passed in 2013 and then move forward with gun rights legislation, perhaps a constitutional carry bill. This goes right back to the Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and we need to defend it at all costs.
Excellent. Health care, obviously, is a big deal, and we have a lot of Republicans who are going squishy now on the repeal and the destruction and the stomping out of Obamacare, pulling it up by the roots. They're talking about how they can fix it. And, well, I like this. Maybe we'll keep this and get rid of that. Where do you come down on the Colorado health care exchanges and Obamacare?
We need to get out from under socialized health care. It doesn't work, and we need to open up the opportunity to buy insurance across state lines, go back to a free market system, and make it more available by opening the borders of our state and letting us go buy insurance in, I don't care, Costa Rica. If that's the insurance policy that works for me and I want to pay for it, that's a free market system that works better. Socialized medicine is a train wreck, and I would work to get us out from under AmyCare in Colorado.
You know, we failed to describe your district. What cities, what areas, what boundaries do you have there in Senate District 19?
I have the eastern part of Arvada, the western part of Westminster. So we go from 120th on the north to I-70, I-76 on the south, Sheridan on the east, and Indiana on the west. Although Indiana is not a straight line down Indiana, it zigs and zags down Indiana a little bit. But the rest of it, it's pretty much right here. A little corner of my district is called Broomfield, and their mailing address. So up in the southern part of Broomfield, I've got a little of them.
Excellent. So tomorrow night is the Broomfield GOP Lincoln Dinner. I'll be emceeing that event. Derek Wilburn is the keynote speaker. A lot of candidates will be showing up there. Will you be at the Lincoln Dinner tomorrow night in Broomfield?
I have another event tomorrow night. We're working hard to get my name out here in this district. As you've pointed out, we're 22 days away from the primary, so I think I've got a meet-and-greet coffee tomorrow night, and I had not signed on. I really appreciate Rick Fernandez and his work up there in Broomfield. He's a freedom fighter for sure,
yeah.
But I can't make his Lincoln Day dinner tomorrow.
Well, that's understandable. We had a caller, Peggy, who wanted to get your position and your perspective on education, including, of course, the hot topic of the day across the nation, Common Core.
I am a believer in empowering teachers. I want teachers to be empowered to use the skills that they've been given to teach our kids and mold and shape creative geniuses to come out of our schools. For that to happen, we need to get Common Core out of our schools. I'm in favor of parental choice where school is concerned. I would be very much in favor of a voucher system for schools, and I would support private school, homeschool, charter school, public school across the board evenly, so that parents have the choice, and whatever they choose, their kids get the best education possible.
So you're in a hotly contested primary battle for the Republican nomination there in Evie Hudak's old district, Senate District 19. The website, Laura Woods for Senate, forsenate.org. How can people, if they like what they hear, get on board and help you win this race?
they can go to my website and donate to my campaign. As we pointed out, this is a very expensive process, and so I need fundraising. They also can come and walk doors with us. We're walking doors every afternoon between 1 and 4, and on the weekends we're walking different hours, but they can volunteer to help us through the website. They can like my Facebook page and just tell their friends about who I am. Get your unaffiliated friends to register as a Republican and come and vote for me in the primary. Because unaffiliated, they're unaffiliated for a reason. The party has let them down, and we understand that. But if we're going to make a difference, we have to do it through a party. And so I'm encouraging the unaffiliated voters to come into the Republican Party and help me during this primary.
Yeah, the unaffiliateds can register right up to the day of election. So, Laura Woods, microphones open for your opponent, for the Democrat, and certainly open for you. Come back and see us again soon on The Morning Show. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much, Randy.
All right. LauraWoodsForSenate.org is the website.